Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. CPA Brett Nickel with Van Monen, Seatstrom Meyer, and Nickel and Pella joins us on the program to preview the upcoming tax season that begins on January 30th. Things are going to even look different in your office and probably tax offices across the country and in our state and here locally in town. You know, how are you trying to handle that, knowing that there's going to be probably a lot more questions for a lot of people with the various changes they've had, but at the same time, trying to keep you and everyone else safe and trying to make sure we can get tax season done by April when last year, of course, this past year, we went into July.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, I think we're fortunate to have a lot of technology at our disposal. I think that's what we've all found, you know, throughout the COVID-19 pandemic. There's a lot of options we have, you know, through virtual meetings and over the phone and email. We have so many tools to share documents back and forth. We can do a lot remotely. We really love meeting with people face to face because that's how we're all wired to work. But we have a lot of alternatives where we can communicate really well without necessarily sitting face to face. I mean, that's kind of what we're looking at for this tax season too, everybody needs to get those taxes filed in a small amount of time, and it's a lot of work, in tax offices. So, you know, we're trying as much as we can to keep a mass of people from being in the office, but still being able to communicate with you and answer questions. Like you said, I think this year, as much as any year, there's so much that's been different. And for us, it's been a full-time job of just trying to keep track of the ever-changing situation that comes along with the pandemic that's affecting taxes and financial situations of people. We've just done a ton of work this year and answered a lot of questions. And I'm sure there's a lot of questions out there still for people. And there's still some things that are unanswered that we're still kind of keeping an eye on and wondering if Congress is going to make changes or if things are going to look differently. So, you know, if you haven't considered it before, this is probably as good a year as any to have a professional on your side to help you navigate and know how all these changes impact you, to see where there's opportunities for you to improve your situation. You know, especially I know everybody is impacted in different ways, and a lot of people have tough financial situations. You want to make sure that you're getting all the benefits you're entitled to and navigating everything in the best way possible.
Well, even in uncertain times, you know, especially we assume the tax deadlines are going to be the same this year and filing and so on, usually late January until April. What's the timing for that then, especially with some of the remote stuff where you still want to have that face or interaction, I should say, with a tax professional? What should people be planning for timeline wise, at least as of right now when we're talking?
Yeah. So as of right now, I think time wise, We're hoping, I guess, is probably about the best word you can use, that it's going to look like a normal year time-wise. Depending on how things go, there's a chance they might extend things again this year. But at this point, nothing has been extended. And filing season is set to start January 27th, I believe, this year, which is pretty typical time for filing season to start. So I think we're looking at hopefully a normal tax season time-wise, and we'll see if that changes. But I think I wouldn't bank on anything being different this year. I think we're all, last year things were so different and uncertain. Now I think we're all just used to dealing with things in a different way. And I think that the government will trust us all to be able to work in different ways and get it done on time this year.
We talk about reminding people what they need to have. So let's say we're sitting in January, we're about to come into our appointment, whether it's virtually or in your office or whatever that may look like. What are some of the key things that people should have, all the way from, say, a simple income filer to those that may have multiple properties and all those other kinds of things?
Yeah, I think now is a good time to look back, at what you had on your 2019 return and think about what's different for 2020. I mean, you probably have at least one thing that's different in 2020 than 2019 for almost everybody, I would think. And now it's just a good time to kind of start making that mental or even paper checklist of what you need to bring. You know, if you use a tax professional, we've probably already sent you a document to help you organize your files and look back at some of those things. But now is a great time to just kind of take stock of where you're at income-wise, deduction-wise, so you can see where you're at and know what to anticipate.
Well, and for people who may not know, your first meeting with you may not be the time when you file, because you might have additional documentation. You'd want everyone to have as much as they can, but to that point, if there's things that are changing, you're probably having to be more flexible this year, knowing that stuff may come up, and it's better to have that come up before you file and before April 15th than it would, say, when you have to go back and make an amendment.
Sure. I think hopefully we have a lot of clarity. This week there's a lot on Congress's plate to get done, and hopefully we have a lot more clarity on some of those unsolved issues yet before the end of the year. I think it never hurts to be proactive during filing season. You know, even if we can only get the return 90% of the way done and you're waiting on one piece of information, it's good to be 90% of the way done and have a really clear picture of how it's going to end up and be ready to go rather than wait until the last minute. So you can be prepared for either writing a check or getting some money back and kind of know what it's going to look like sooner rather than later.
Once again, that was Brett Nickel with Van Monen, Seatstrom Myra Nickel. The tax deadline for 2021 is April 15th. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcast and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.